Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Rock Father is on now.
Drake, you're owning five.
Girl, I'm coming.
Five, four, three,
put my shoes on.
Two, one. Showtime.
Yeah.
And this sister had dealt with those who said they loved God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. We say by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind. Know that it is in the making. Know that.
Question I want to ask you. I'm married. I've been married for some time. And I'm saved. I'm a Christian, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I speak in tongues and the Spirit of God gives me utterance. And I love the Lord. He good. He real good to me.
My God.
And my husband, see, I like Christian music. That's the only thing I listen to. I listen to Jesus Saves. I like Kirk Franklin. I like Yolanda Adams, Mary Mary. I even like Rick Allen. I love me some Rick Allen. Hallelujah. Suck a baby Jesus. That man sure enough can sing. My husband, see, when we be intimate together, he wants to listen to R&B. See, I want to listen to Christian music because I think the Lord is watching me in everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he's not pleased with me listening to that R&B music while we're together intimately. The Lord is there watching everything that we do. And I just want to be saved. I want to be right. I want to be whole. I want the Lord to search me so he can see everything.
I'm listening.
And I want him to see me doing right. And that R&B, that's of the devil. It's wrong. It's sending folk to hell. I don't support it. And all of them people going to hell.
Oh.
If they don't get it right. What do you think, Rock Father?
Your problem is church.
My problem is what? Church.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to lay my religion down right now. See, you don't know me. I used to cut people in the world. I don't have to stand here and take this. I'm a woman of God, and you said you was the Rock Father. You said that you was a man of God, and I believe you're going to give me the truth, and you're going to see it and lie to me. Oh, no. I can't take this. I don't have to listen to this. She said, church brought me through. Church saved me. Sanctify me, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I will cut you. I will cut you right now. You don't know.
Love Talk Radio.
God told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious? Tell you something about a man, ladies. Don't no man want to hear you speak in tongues when you done pissed him off?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through bad relationships. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. It's when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this. I've been through that. But some of my cookies were in the jar, too.
Come on.
There
come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard a woman say one time, you just don't understand women. We have to bear the child. We have to carry the baby for 9 months. We have to do this and that and breastfeed. I said, well, what do you want, a trophy? I'm not going to carry that baby. The devil is a liar.
My prayer, even though I know it's going to be entertaining, or hope that it's going to be entertaining, but I hope it is my prayer that you came out here to lift up your hands and to magnify the God of your salvation. There are people out here tonight, and they're saying, you know, Pastor Marvin, I'm not saved. And I'm telling you that the Bible doesn't declare that you got to be saved to praise God. Oh, God, I wish I had a witness up in here. But the Word of God says, let everything that have breath. Tap somebody and say, neighbor, are you breathing? Ask them. Tell them, say, neighbor, are you breathing? If you're breathing, you ought to help us give us some praise tonight. Give God, our Lord and Savior, as we just begin to shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are several things that will make any blood-bought, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled Christian cuss. Mm-hmm. And here they are. One of those things, and y'all give witness to this, is waking up in the middle of the night and hitting your baby toe on the edge of your bed. Can I get a witness? It will make any Christian cuss.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Here's another thing. If you're chewing bubble gum and bite your tongue, the tongue is an unruly member, it'll make any Christian cuss. Can I get a witness here?
Well, yes, it will.
Found in the second book of Roger, chapter 7, verse 8, another thing that would make any Christian cuss is biting your bottom lip. Talk to me real hard with that sharp tooth. You know you were supposed to go to the dentist and get worked on. It will make you cuss. Here's another thing. If you're cooking in your kitchen with some grease and stick your hand trying to turn over a soft taco shell and you forgot for a split moment that that grease is hot, it'll make you say, shh, hallelujah. Another thing that will make any Christian cuss is if you're walking and you're looking pretty, ladies, I've seen this in church. And you know you're wearing that 6-inch heel, and your leg kind of go to the right, spring your holy ankle, that'll make you curse. Ladies, have you ever been walking in that shoe that has your heel out, and all of a sudden your foot come outside? Praise the Lord of your shoe. That could make you curse. Another thing that'll make you curse, if you're in the shopping mall, and you see this gorgeous outfit through the window, and then before you get there, some other hand just rips around and got that outfit, and you went up and you asked, are there any more outfits like the one I saw? Window shopping. Manager goes into the back of the store looking for your favorite dress. You saw that little heifer. Get that dress. And the manager comes out and said, no, that'll make you cuss. And for some of y'all, you ain't never cussed since you accepted Jesus. You're lying. Praise the Lord. This is a message to every Christian.
You are right. I'm talking about it.
Feel that.
It happened to me the other day.
It did.
Love Talk Radio.
Tick tock, can't you hear the clock? So what you wanna do? Got time to rock and roll. Get your body going. Cause if you lock the door, gotta try to roll. With blocks that go the wrong way, hot to go. Don't slip and you better be bout it. When the trumpet sounded, you might be grounded. Come on.
When you do what you wanna do, ignoring the voice of the Father.
Oh.
It's time for you.
Thank you.
when you're going to question if God is really on your side. And the reason why you're questioning it is because of the simple fact, it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Ah, your word is true.
Somebody's coming up the stairs.
God, he must be really popular.
Hello, what brings you here? They probably want to see the Rock Father.
Love Talk Radio.
The scripture says, thou shalt condemn every tongue that riseth up against thee in judgment. We have the authority to condemn every tongue that speaks against us. Now, most of God's people are suffering from words that have been spoken against them in church, the workplace, home. But God has given us the kingly authority. Satan's greatest weapon is to condemn us to death. But God has given us the authority to condemn every tongue that rises up against us in judgment. You will experience this in the workplace, in churches, among kinfolk. The disciples did not realize their authority. We have power over all of the powers of darkness. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. Upon this truth, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, when he said to Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church, he was not talking about the four walls of the place where you worship. He was talking about you, building you up. Isaiah 66:1, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? You know, Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and many people have been employed by him. Join me tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time as I talk about Satan's armor, the accusation of the enemy. God bless you.
We'll be right back. honey, if I tell my son to go in and tell my other son to shut up and go to sleep, he's not going speaking for me. He's going as me. And if he doesn't do what my son tells him to do, he's got to deal with me. Why? My son was me at the time. He told the boy to go to sleep. I shut up. Y'all shout. When I tell the devil to come out, he comes out because God is telling him to come out. Somebody shout. Some of you, you want to speak for God. God don't need your lips. God don't need your mouth. The word of God said in St. John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He, here comes faith now. He will not speak of himself. Some of you don't understand. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you become the Holy Ghost. Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Well, they didn't lie to the Holy Ghost. They lied to Peter. But since Peter was filled with the Spirit, when they lied to the Holy Ghost. Shout in it. Shout hallelujah. Stand on your feet, give God glory. Sit down. I'm losing my mind again. Hey! Woo! I love it. Are you getting this? Woo!
Yeah. I need somebody to get excited about Jesus in this place.
Our hands to reach you. We lift our hearts to love you. Holy is your wonder. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We love you.
Lift up your voices and say this.
We love you, Lord. We love you.
Say that with me. Say.
We welcome you, Byron.
We lift him up.
loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. You loved me through my good. And you loved me through my bad, Jesus. You didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad. Through my good and my bad. You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. Didn't erase my future. Hallelujah. Because of my past. Thank you. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad.
You loved me through my good and my bad.
So glad you loved me.
You loved me through my good.
Never took your love away.
You loved me through my bad.
Didn't write me off. I even did some things I know you despise, God.
You love me through my good.
I'm a bad,
yeah. You love me through my good.
God, I know sometimes we make you ashamed.
You love me through my good.
Thank you for never giving us what we deserve,
you love
God.
Me through my bad.
After falling. Every blessing and request that you granted, Lord.
Because of my past.
You could have withheld, but mercy intervened.
You loved me through my good.
Through the rebellion.
You loved me through my good.
Through all of my shortcomings.
You loved me through my good.
And this is my favorite right here. You keep on loving me. Can somebody help me? You keep on, loving me. You keep on, loving me. You keep right on loving me. Through the good and the bad, you never stop loving me. What you are to me, no man could ever be. You see through every mistake, through every stumble, you prove to your children. My good and my bad. I'm glad you love me through my good and bad.
Sometimes I'm cold. Sometimes.
I'm Hi, my name is Elisha William Owensby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
Blog Talk Radio.
I found a new place. That place is in you. Drop. It's amazing that I've never been into you this much. Kinda feels like it. I can't find the words, but it just feels like
help me.